I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The political impasse between Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic lawmakers in Vermont shows no sign of abating anytime soon. Scott says he plans to veto lawmakers' budget because it fails to avoid an increase in property tax rates. But Scott wants to use one-time money to achieve that goal. And House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says the money would be better spent on unfunded pension obligations.
Our choices are to give Vermonters back $30 million or $100 million, and I vote for $100 million.
Johnson says the legislature's plan saves taxpayers $100 million in avoided interest payments over the next 20 years. She says Scott's plan offers a one-time property tax buy-down that won't have lasting benefits into the future. A Northfield Select Board member and employee of Barry Town's Emergency Medical Services has been arrested and charged with soliciting prostitution and obstruction of justice. Shelburne police say a multi-agency investigation led to the arrest of Lynn Doney. Doney was also a part-time police officer, according to Shelburne News. Doney is set to appear in court on Thursday. And a stray cat in Charlotte has tested positive for rabies. The Department of Health says the cat may have been roaming residential areas in town and is believed to have been infectious since late April. The rabies virus is transmitted through the bite of an infected animal. The department says anyone who is bitten or scratched by an animal should wash the wound and contact a doctor. It also advises making sure all pets are up to date with rabies shots. The state's largest health insurance company, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Vermont, has filed for a rate increase of just over 5% for next year. The proposed increase is roughly half the size of the company's rate request last year. Blue Cross President Don George says there are a number of factors driving this year's premium increase. They include higher pharmaceutical costs and the elimination of the federal mandate for individual coverage. George says higher costs have been partially offset by the company's own efforts to control drug prices and a decision to apply a federal tax benefit directly to rates. George also says there's some evidence that the state's payment reform initiatives are beginning to have a positive effect on overall costs.
I think that it is a maturation that will take place over a series of years rather than one contract in 1 year. That arrives us entirely at health payment and health delivery system reform.
The Green Mountain Care Board will hold hearings on the proposed rate hike at the end of July, including a public hearing on July 25th at the State House. The Eye on the Sky forecast tonight, evening showers north, mainly east of the Greens, lows in the 30s to low 50s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.